From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Robin Chan with today's voice briefing. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024.
For the Detroit Free Press, this is Georgia Kovanis. The opioid epidemic and the scrutiny that has come in its wake left doctors weary of prescribing opioids. Some refuse altogether. And that, chronic pain patients say, has left them hurting. Unable to get relief from the non-opioid medications their doctors now prefer, a growing number of Americans are turning to kratom, a controversial herbal supplement authorities say is dangerous and maybe even deadly. Users say kratom, which comes from the leaves of the kratom tree, which is native to Southeast Asia, is giving them their lives back. Even though it's not an opioid, it can act as one. To read more, go to freep.com.
For the Detroit Free Press, I'm Jamie LaRoe. On August 21st, 2017, a solar eclipse shrouded the Riverbank Zoo and Garden in Columbia, South Carolina. There was near total darkness for 2.5 minutes. In the time leading up to the darkness, during it, and after, zoo personnel observed unusual and in some cases strange and novel behavior among many of the animals. Three female gorillas approached the den entrance as if it were time to go in for the evening, while the male gorilla became unusually aggressive. Two Galapagos tortoises began mating. The others started moving around faster than usual. When the eclipse was over, the tortoises gazed up at the sky. Historically, reports about how animals behave during an eclipse have been contradictory. In 1932, people reported their dogs grew quiet during an eclipse. But in 2017, social media reports showed dogs increased vocalization. Most documented animal behavior during an eclipse shows animals either do nothing, revert to nighttime behavior as the sky grows dark and temperature drops, display signs of anxiety, or exhibit never-before-seen behavior. Scientists want to know what people will observe in their pets during the April 8th eclipse this year. For more information on how to participate, read this story on freep.com.
I'm Andrew Burkle with the Free Press Sports Department. And on Tuesday, the University of Michigan brought out all the bells and whistles to formally introduce Dusty May as the school's next men's basketball coach. The news first broke late Saturday, then was formally announced on Sunday, leading up to his big introduction on Tuesday. May spent the last six seasons at Florida Atlantic and built up a nice resume, but nothing compared to his 2022-23 season. May led the Owls to a 35-4 record and then coached the team to a Final Four appearance where they lost a heartbreaker to San Diego State, otherwise they would have made the championship game. After getting FAU back to the Big Dance this year, May was a hot name on the coaching market, but he said Tuesday that once the Wolverines called, especially with the sales pitch from Ward Manuel and former head coach John Beilein, it was too good of a job to turn down. May took a fair amount of questions at his news briefing as football coach Sharon Moore, women's basketball coach Kim Barnes-Rico, and even legendary hockey coach Red Berenson watched on. He was mostly open and charismatic and thoughtful when answering questions about his vision for the program. May said his goal is to win championships at Michigan first and foremost, but also said that he wants to play a brand of basketball that's fun to watch and will appeal to fans. Along those same lines, he said he likes his teams to take quite a few three-pointers and embrace the modern game, and said he plans to use roughly 25 to 30% of his time working on name, image, and likeness deals for his players. That's something that Michigan's basketball program has been criticized for over the last few years. As you were watching the press conference, you couldn't help but feel like this was truly an honorary rebirth of the Michigan basketball program. It was just 2 months ago that Michigan held a similar press conference to formally introduce Sharon Moore as the school's next football coach. A big honor, certainly, but with the recent success of the team, heck, they just won a national championship, no one wanted a rebirth of the football program. Just keep doing what they were doing, but do it with a little Sharon spin. But this felt different, and it should have. Michigan was just 8-24 last year and has major roster questions going forward next year. In other words, a fresh slate. That was the vibe on Tuesday, and that's what May will have, a fresh slate, as he tries to return the Michigan basketball program to the glory of the John Beilein days, with maybe even a little help from the man himself.
Find more from the Detroit Free Press on freep.com. That's F-R-E-E-P.com. Thanks for listening, and you'll hear more from us tomorrow.